93 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Center for Reproductive Health and Education has urged government to act on the healthcare corruption scandal. Kawe Mayor says a newly commissioned Lukanga bus station will improve the economic outlook of Kawe. In international news, Catholics in Ivory Coast are happy with the election of new Pope Leo XIV. In sports, Ruben Amorim has highlighted Amad Diallo's impact in Manchester United's win.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Center for Reproductive Health and Education has called on the government to demonstrate strong leadership and transparency following allegations of corruption in the Ministry of Health. The U.S. government has withdrew $50 million in medical aid over concerns of mismanagement. In a statement, CRHE demands the immediate public release of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Authority, ZAMSA, audit findings after missing medical supplies were discovered in a Lusaka warehouse. The organization also calls for thorough investigations and prosecution of officials involved in the theft. And CRHE has called for improvements in supply chain management and better coordination with donors to prevent future corruption and ensure efficient healthcare delivery. The center has since appealed to the president, Hakainde Hichilema, to take decisive action to restore public trust and protect vital healthcare resources. In another development, the Lusaka City Council has installed 231 solar street lights in Kabwata, Lusaka Central, Mandevu, and Matera constituencies to enhance road safety and security. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the installations of the solar-powered lights were done between 2022 and 2024 using the Constituency Development Fund at a cost of over 8 million kwacha. Ms. Mwamba says this initiative aims to improve visibility on roads, particularly at night, and reduce accidents caused by poor visibility. She added that by adopting solar-powered streetlights, the council is promoting sustainability and reducing dependence on traditional electric power supply.
The Lusaka City Council plans to extend this initiative to other constituencies, furthermore enhancing road safety, promoting sustainability and improving residents' quality of life. The local authorities committed to investing in effective and sustainable road infrastructure for the betterment of the city.
Kawe Mayor Patrick Chishala has disclosed that the newly commissioned Lukanga bus station will improve the economic outlook of Kawe. Speaking when he toured the station, Mr. Chishala said the bus station will host various business activities. He has encouraged Kawe residents to support the growth of the facility by not vandalizing it. Mr. Chishala has also urged bus drivers to work in unity and ensure that the bus station is well kept.
What is important is that as we are here, to have orderly, number customers, whoever send agreement, then go down to some leaders, whoever the manager is or will be, where there is a challenge, don't hesitate to come to my office. My office is wide open, the doors are wide open. We operate an open door policy without politics. Because in the particular setting, the students who are open in Paranare land, let us put politics aside. So when we say development, not all our quotations. I'm aware that we, normally in Yamba, these patients in Yumumbushi, so you find that there will be a lot of activities taking place here.
National Union of Mine Suppliers and Contractors President Nyambe Chikurune has called for urgent regulation in the rapid deployment of artificial intelligence across various sectors. Mr. Chikwueme warned that if the current pace of AI integration continues to be unchecked, the country may face a significant decline in job creation, with many roles being replaced by machines. Mr. Chikwueme highlighted the need for multi-stakeholder collaboration involving government, industry leaders, academic institutions, and labor unions to craft policies that balance technological advancement with economic stability, alongside thorough evaluating the long-term consequences of its adoption, which could prove detrimental if ignored.
How ready are we as a nation? I think government must step in and grasp and make sure that this has all the attention that it requires, and let it get down to every player beyond a businessman, because AI is in almost everything that we are doing lately, and dissemination of information has to be ramped up.
In international news, paramilitary drone strikes targeting Sudan's wartime capital have sought to shatter the regular army's sense of security and open a dangerous new chapter in the war, experts say. Since April 2023, the Rapid Support Forces RSF group has been at war with the army, which has lately recaptured some territory and dislodged the paramilitaries from the capital, Khartoum. The latter appeared to have the upper hand before Sunday, when drone strikes began blasting key infrastructure in Port Sudan, seat of the army-backed government on the Red Sea coast. With daily strikes in the city since then, the RSF has sought to demonstrate its strength, discredit the army, disrupt its supply lines, and project an air of legitimacy, experts believe. According to Sudanese analyst Khaloud Kier, this is intended to undermine the army's ability to provide safety and security in areas they control, allowing the RSF to expand the war without physically being there. In response, the RSF needed to broadcast a message that the war isn't over, according to Sudanese analyst Hamad Kalafala. Still in international news, Catholics in Ivory Coast say they are happy with new Pope Leo XIV, despite hopes of an African Pope being elected. At St. John's Catholic Church in Abidjan, the faithful gathered last evening to pray for the ongoing conclave. During the service, American Robert Prevost was named Pope Leo XIV, making him the first Pope from the United States in the 2,000-year history of the Church. Catholic faithful Clementine Zongo, who attended the service, said she was grateful that the conclave had concluded. As Catholicism declines in Europe, it is expanding in the developing world, with the number of faithful growing faster in Africa than anywhere else. There were a few African cardinals considered to be in the running to become Pope. At least 20% of the global Catholic community lives in Africa. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quarters Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now...